Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're dealing with the compound names of Jehovah found in the Word of God. And the scripture that we're looking at this morning is found in the book of Exodus, chapter number 15 and verse number 26. And as we've said previously, when you see the word Lord, capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, in the King James Bible, it indicates the covenant-keeping name of the God of Israel. It indicates the word Jehovah, or at least a form of the word, possibly Yah or something to that effect. Once in the Bible, it's printed Jah, J-A-H, all capital. But the idea behind it is, it's the same phrase or the same thought that God gave Moses there at the burning bush when he said, "Who shall I say to Pharaoh sent me?" And the Lord said from the burning bush to Moses, "I am that I am." And the phrase Jehovah carries with it, we believe, the idea, I am, I was, and I ever will be. Present tense, past tense, and future tense. And so, with that in mind, the scripture says in the book of Exodus, chapter 15, verse 26, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord," capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, "thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes," the scripture says, "I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." Now, once again today, we find that one of the compound names of the Lord here in Scripture. And the Hebrew phrase is Jehovah Rophe. And it carries with it the idea of the Lord that heals thee. Or can I say it this way? The Lord, our physician. I want to say to God be the glory that the Lord promised the children of Israel that if we would... He promised the children of Israel that if they would not partake and do the things that the Egyptians did, that in turn he would not put the diseases of the Egyptians upon them, and that he was the Lord that healed them. Think of this. He is the Lord that healeth. He was the Lord that healeth, and he will be the Lord that healeth. And I know there's a great deal of discussion today about healing and faith healing and supernatural healing. Well, may I contend, my friend, that all healing is supernatural. The fact that the body can repair itself and can heal itself is a miracle in itself. And sometimes God chooses to use medicines and doctors, and sometimes God doesn't choose to use them. Sometimes God chooses to use healing our physical bodies for his glory. And sometimes he chooses not to heal our physical bodies to promote us into his presence. But either way, he is the Lord. The Lord said, "I am the Lord that healeth thee." The illustration comes to mind of a sheep when it's cast down or when it's inverted, it's upside down, almost helpless like a turtle. And so there had to be an outside force to come in and set the sheep aright. Well, the shepherd would come, and he would very carefully pick the sheep up and hold it and let the blood begin to flow back into its legs, that it could get its balance and get its bearing and get its strength back, and from that be able to stand on its own two feet. Well, my friend, when a sheep is cast down, it's a picture of us and our sinful condition. And I'm glad the Lord, our physician, he does the same thing. He doesn't kick us when we're down, but rather he gets us, he picks us up in his loving arms, and he holds us, and he allows us to get our footing reestablished. I'm glad that we serve Jehovah Rapha. I'm glad that we serve the Lord that healeth thee, the Lord our physician. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, would you bless this thought today in hearts and lives, in Christ's name, amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.